Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. We thank you so much for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, what an honor and pleasure to be with you today, and what an opportunity to pray with you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, numbers, for those who would like to put that out there for some prayer time, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. If you do have a prayer request or just want to listen to the powerful prayer that Bishop's going to share tonight in Jesus' name, amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about you guys being with us tonight. Also, too, the scripture for tonight, 2 Corinthians 4:8. 2 Corinthians 4:8, for those who have the word with them. Also, we encourage you to read your entire chapter of 4 of 2 Corinthians. So we want you to read that portion of 4 there as well. So thank you so much for that opportunity. That's chapter 4, verses 2 Corinthians 4 through 8, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to give you that opportunity to do that as well. So thank you so much for that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about what's coming up, too. We would always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw as well. So we're excited about Doc being with us tonight as well. And we're thanking God for the man and woman of God always to be with us. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, as we open up the Word tonight for you. We're just excited about what God is doing. So we're once again, the scripture is going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I had to double check that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 8. So let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about the Word tonight. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 8. That is, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. That's what bishops have been praying, ladies and gentlemen, pulling down them strongholds. Amen. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to him that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. Amen. Verse 8, ladies and gentlemen, of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And at this time, Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Bishop. Bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank you. Father, we thank you today. We give you glory and honor. We appreciate you, Lord, for your word. We honor your word because your word is spirit and it is life. And Father, tonight we pray against diseases and sickness, Father. In the name of Jesus, you pray the price on Calvary for our sickness and our diseases that will come up on this earth. God, you paid the ultimate price that people will be healed and delivered and set free. God, we thank you right now, and we give you all the glory and honor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood tonight against those diseases. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing power. Lord, we praise you, God, but God, you watch us over your word to perform it. And so share your word, be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, boy, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper. It will prosper. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father God, you sent your word and it healed, God. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that have been sick, God. We pray against those sickness and diseases that have attacked their body. COVID-19, we pray against that disease. We pray against that spirit. And Father, we thank you for your ultimate power. We thank you for your ultimate healing and deliverance. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we call it so tonight. Father, we pray for that person that may be in the hospital that have COVID-19, those that are sick at home, those, God, in the name of Jesus, in the nursing home. God, we pray for your delivering power. We pray for your healing power. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your mighty acts right now, God, that you are able to heal to the utmost. We give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray against violence tonight. We pray against, God, suicide tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus that you pull down that stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against that disease. We pray against that sickness. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you've ordered our steps, oh God, that you protect us, God. You have your angels charged. You have given them charge over us. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. We pray against that spirit, God, that have been released out in the earth realm, that spirit of fear. But God, we thank you for your ultimate word. We thank you, God, that your word will stand when everything else goes fail, God. We pray tonight, God, as we stand and agree your word and decree and declare, it is already done, Father. We thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. As you strengthen that man tonight, that boy, that child, that woman tonight, as you strengthen, as you heal them tonight, God, we thank you, God, as you, God, as they breathe on their own tonight, those that have been on the ventilator, God, that you would deliver them. You would set them free tonight. And not only, God, that they will get up out of their sick beds, they will get out of, God, in the name of Jesus, because your power, your word works forever. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. And we pray for families tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray as you strengthen families. God, we pray, God, as you encourage family tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ. God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power in a sound mind. Our minds are sound tonight because you have promised us in your word that if we abide in you and your word abiding us, we should ask for whatever will, and it shall be done. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. It is already so, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for your word is a weapon. Your word is a weapon. Your word is a weapon, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, but your word will stand, God. Your word is, God, to deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus for those that may be in the hospital tonight. We pray for their recovery, God. We pray for your healing of, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you strengthen their bodies, God. God, let their organs work normal and properly, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against all type of diseases tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray because you are the ultimate healer. You are the deliverer. You are the one that saved, God. You are the one that created us, God. And we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you, God. Now faith is the something of things, hope in the evidence of things are not seen. Now faith, God, we walk in it now, God. We call it so now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke your acts. Satan, the Lord, rebuke your thoughts and your ideas. Satan, the Lord, rebuke your works in the name of Jesus. And God, we plead the blood tonight. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you for your deliverance tonight, God. We thank you, you saved to the utmost, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're moving even now, God. You're strengthening them, God. We strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Lord God, we walk him, God, according to your word. We thank you tonight, God, as we bind together, we bind and force a power of the Holy Ghost. We bind according to your word, and God, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, fill the airways with your spirit, God. Fill the airways with your anointing, Lord. Fill the airways with your power, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on the body of Christ as never before. Father, we counsel that spirit of fear. We counsel it in the name of Jesus. You're not giving the body of Christ a spirit of fear. You're not giving us a spirit of fear. You're not giving us a spirit of fear. But sound mind, our minds are sound, God. Well, our hearts are pure, God. Our souls are clean, Lord. And Father, we walk with you, Lord. We worship you with our power, God, the anointing that you have placed on the inside of us. We worship tonight, God, and we glorify your name as never before. We thank full authority that you have given unto us. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in the authority of God that you have placed in us, God. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in doubt. We will not walk in confusion. We will not walk in God. We'll walk in faith, and we'll speak and decree and declare your word, because your word will stand whenever everything else fails. Your word will stand no matter what type of disease come up on this earth. You'll come up, bring us out of it, God. You'll bring us through it, Lord. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you, God. You've ordered our step. Father, we give you glory and honor, God. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Let God arrive and let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yes, let them exceedingly rejoice. Father, we rejoice over your word. We rejoice over the things that you are doing. We rejoice over your promises, God. God, we walk in your promises tonight, God, and we decree it for your people everywhere. We decree the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, with joy, with joy, with joy, we will come out of this. We will come through this, Father. We thank you right now. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the gospel. We pray for the loved ones in the gospel. Father, we pray for that man, that woman tonight. Father, we pray, oh, Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see. Open our hearts that we may receive. Open our ears that we may hear. And God, let us attend to your word. And God, let us speak your word as we walk down the street, as we go on our job, as we walk in the grocery store, as we walk in the neighborhood. Let us decree your word, oh, Heavenly Father. And we thank you tonight, God. Let a wind blow from the east, the west, the north, the south. Let a wind blow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for the wind of your Holy Ghost power. The wind of your anointing, God, will rest upon your people, God. Father, we thank you today, God, that you're healing those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that have been burdened down. You're lifting their heavy burdens. Father God, we thank you. You comfort those that are burdened, oh God. You comfort those that have been heartbroken. Father, we thank you right now, God. We pray for those that have been attacked by mental illness. We pray against that, the spirit of disease. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you've already done the work. You've already manifested yourself. You've already worked the miracle. We thank you for the miracle, God. We pray against that spirit of suicide tonight. We pray against the nobility of God. God, moved by your spirit. In the middle of our set them out of the hand of the enemy right now. And Father, we thank you, God. We call your name, God. We call upon your name, Lord. Your word says, for righteous Christ, the Lord hears and delivers out of all our trouble and out of all our fears. Tonight we glorify your name. We thank you for every miracle that you're performing. We thank you for every door that you're opening. We thank you as you provide for those that are without. We thank you, God, you're giving people jobs they never had before. We thank you, God, you open the door, God. We thank you for the vision and dreams you're giving people, God. We thank you, God, that you're creating great things in their life. And God, you allow to be manifested in their life tonight, God. We give you glory for it, God. When they wake up in the morning, God, they'll wake up with a new idea, with a new thought, God. When they wake up, God, they'll wake up with your power operating in their life. When they wake up, Jesus, they'll move in the authority you place on the inside of them. And Father, we thank you for it tonight. As you move by your spirit in the airways, move by your anointing, God. Drive back every evil spirit. Drive out better more sandroboko. Bring me kunosana makita ba. The weapon of our warfare, not kind of mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds of fear, strongholds of doubt, strongholds of unbelief. We pull it down tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down the stronghold and release your word, God. We release your word of Kondosia. We release your word of Yasukoraba. We release your word of Mikondoraba. God, we thank you for change that's taking place. We thank you for deliverance that's taking place. We thank you for healing that's taking place. We thank you for salvation that's taking place. Father, we glorify your name, God. We praise you for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that may be homeless tonight. God, we ask you to move on their behalf. God, we ask you to open the open door, God. We give you glory and we give you praise as you continue to take the hearts and minds of people everywhere. We praise your name for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your eternal word. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness and power, God. We glorify you tonight, and you will continue to be glorified in the earth realm, God. And we will forever give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, we bless the Lord. This is Bishop time, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we'll go to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. God bless you, Doc.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. As Bishop was praying and as I began to hear the trumpet sound, I could just hear the voice of the Lord just saying, you know, in my spirit, focus on the sound, focus on the sound of the word of God, the sound that cometh from heaven. The word of the Lord tells us that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger It will not follow a stranger. It will not follow. So anytime you hear a sound and it doesn't feel right in your gut, it's something just strange about it. We need to pay attention, because in these last and evil days, there are so many sounds out there. There are so many mixed messages. There are so many voices that are being released across the airways. But we must be sensitive, seek God, pray, and ask God, praise God, to help us to know his voice. Help us to know his voice. There should be a peace on the inside of you when the Holy Spirit speaks. Your flesh may not necessarily agree, because flesh and enmity against God, there's always a warfare between the flesh and the spirit, but there should be a supple peace on the inside of you when the Holy Ghost speaks, because he said it. My sheep know my voice. A stranger will not follow. Your spirit of the Lord in you would not allow you to follow something that's just strange. So as never before in this hour, we must seek to know, hear, and recognize the sound that's coming from heaven and the voice of the Lord. And particularly during a season where there is so much confusion, so much going on in the realm of this COVID pandemic and the things that are going on, we know that, praise the Lord, that God is yet sovereign. He's yet a healer, as Bishop has prayed, and he's in control of all things. So in this season, we must constantly pray and ask God for direction to cancel, and particularly, as Bishop has prayed tonight, we must cancel. We must cancel the spirit of fear and the spirit of division that is subtly creeping in to the body of Christ, even as it had done in the past during the election season and all the political turmoil. That was a subtle influx of division amongst the body of Christ, and we must be careful and watchful that that same spirit doesn't find his way back into the midst of the body of Christ, causing division because of all of the controversy and things that are going on as it relates to vaccines and those types of things, when ultimately our trust must be in the Lord. It should be in the Lord. Whether we get vaccinated, whether we don't get vaccinated, that's a personal choice between an individual and the Lord, based upon what he has directed them to do. However, at the close of the day, praise God, we will still have to trust in God. Amen. We still got to trust in God, because he's the ultimate healer. Nothing is 100% but the word of God. Amen. Nothing is 100% but the word of God. And with that, I just want to share some statistical facts to give you something to think about, to show us how important it is to hear the sound that comes from heaven, because we know the media and all of those things that gives reference to a specific sound, and the sound that this system and this world gives us is linked to an agenda. I'll say that again, is linked to an agenda. So that's why we as a people of God must seek God. We must read, research, and pay attention and hear God, get clear direction from him. So let me just share with you some statistics as relates to diseases that Bishop has so prayed against, that would stay away from us and it would not come to our dwelling. But as I said many times before, we must take ownership. You and I must take ownership. So let's look at some of the diseases over the course of the years. Let's look at one that's top on the list, is diabetes. Diabetes in the year of 2019. And I'm going to share with you the number of deaths and how that may be impacted as it relates to racism, what that percentage is overall in comparison to what we're dealing with today and all of the current controversy. Diabetes in 2019, and mind you, this was the direct cause of death. Hear me clearly. The direct cause of death was diabetes. And in 2019, we had 1.5 million deaths in the United States, 7.6 million worldwide, 1.5 million in 2019. So I looked at a couple of states, preferably. These are the states that we've lived in. So I looked at a couple of states by race. So in Florida, 38% of the blacks died from diabetes, of that number, and 17% white. In Georgia, 35% blacks died, inclusive in that number of 1.5 million, compared to 15% of those that were white. Now, what is the root cause of diabetes? Carbohydrate increase. Carbohydrate increase, that means sugars, that means breads, that means macaroni and cheese, all of those things, that's a type 2. So type 2 diabetes, it comes as a result of as you get older, you don't want your diet. So here we go. This is what we have. 1.5 million died in 2019. 2019, as we look at cancer, mind you, the direct cause of death was cancer. We had 1.8 million new cases of cancer and 606,880 that died. Now, based upon those new cases, the death rate was 3.4%. Hear me clearly. 3.4% in 2019 for the new cases of cancer. For the new cases in 2020, about 1.8 million new cases, 606,520 expected deaths in 2020. That is a percentage rate of deaths of direct cause, which is cancer. The death rate is 3.2%. Let's look at hypertension. Hypertension, which causes kidney disease, all kinds of things. The annual rate for hypertension is approximately 10 million people per year that die. 10 million per year, which is more than all of the infection diseases combined and put together. Hypertension, which causes kidney disease. What's the root cause of hypertension? Overweight, smoking, stress, genetics, too much salt, some of the things we can control. Hypertension sometimes is genetic. However, in 2018 in the U.S., in the area of the U.S., we had close to 500,000 deaths. The majority of those were African Americans. Now, I want to take a look at COVID-19, which all of the hype is about in the past year. From 2020 to 2021, there were, as we know, we just see it on the news, 31.6 million cases of COVID-19. Out of that 31 million, we have 566,000 deaths. That rate of death rate is 1.7% died. So 1.7% of all of the cases of COVID, 1.7% died as compared to cancer, 3.2% died. In 2020, cancer, 2019, 3.4% died. Hypertension, 10 million over the course of the year died. COVID-19, if you are diagnosed with COVID, 97 to 99% recover. The recovery rate is 97 to 99% recovery. So we look at the difference here. Basically what he's saying, there are more people dying of diabetes, cancer, and hypertension statistically based upon the cases as relates to COVID. Why do I share this? Because any statistics is presented in a certain way to enhance whatever message is trying to be sent. We should never let what is being released unto us cause a spirit of fear. Please hear me tonight. Does that not mean we don't take it seriously? This is very serious. So I admonish you, put on your mask, social distance, wash your hands. I can't say it enough. Put on your mask, social distance. Do all of those things. If you get the vaccine, the Lord leads you to do it, you still got to put on your mask. So that means you still got to trust God. If you don't get it, you got to put on your mask, wash your hands, and trust God. Either way you go, because nothing is 100% but the word of God. But the word of God. But the reality is this. We should never allow fear. Based upon the information that I have released to you, we ought to be more scared of diabetes, cancer, and hypertension based upon these stats, is putting it more plainly. You know what I mean? And how do we fix that? By our own personal choices. Type 2 diabetes can be avoided by the nutritional choices we make with exercise, decreasing carbohydrates, striving to stay underweight and not overweight. We take authority over that cancer, smoking, processed meats is linked to colon cancer. Processed meats, that mean it ain't pure, if you know what I mean. I mean, processed meats is like potted meat and Spam and sausages. Those are what you call processed meats. Those things are linked to colon cancer. So there are things that we can take control of, but the media is not going to tell us that. He's not going to tell you that some of the root causes. And why do they say most African Americans are more prone to COVID-19? Because why? The main thing that's killing a whole lot of folks, like diabetes, cancer, et cetera, and hypertension, praise God, we're just top on the list, is most attributed in many cases to the African Americans or blacks. Why? Because it's a matter of choice. We have to change our choices. We have to make right choices. When it comes to nutrition, things they're not going to tell us. However, I repeat myself, do not take it lightly. COVID-19 is real. It's a real virus. Wash your hands, put on a mask, and on top of that, pay attention to your body. I encourage you, build up your immune system. I can't say it enough. Take vitamin D. African-Americans are more prone to be the vitamin D deficient, and the research has proven those that have a larger amount of vitamin D in their bodies, 80 to 100 milligrams, the most likely those who will survive COVID-19. Keep in mind, they gave the President of the United States vitamin C, D, and zinc, along with an antibiotic cocktail when he was admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. So I share all these things to dismiss and help us, praise God, from a secular perspective, fight against the spirit of fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power and sound mind. So we just use common sense and wisdom. Yes, we know this thing is contagious, so wash your hands, put on your mask, but don't ever think in a million years just because we got a vaccine, you're 100% protected. That is false. That is misleading information. You still must wear your mask. You still must be careful, which tells us, based upon the statistics, this is more than a virus we're dealing with. We're dealing with something that God has allowed that's linked to a system that it is going to use to usher in the next level of whatever the system has in mind to control God's people. So what we have to do is we have to pray. We have to seek God. We have to keep our eyes open. We have to read, research, pay attention, and do not allow our spirit to even go that way when it comes to fear. Praise God. Dismiss it. Dismantle it. Shut it down. Praise God. You want to fear something? Praise God. Fear too much carbohydrates on your plate. You know, push that plate back. Fear too much. Oh, come on. My God. Stop smoking if you're smoking. Stop doing those things. Praise God will set us up to be more prone to have an immune system that is not intact to fight against these things. I repeat myself before I close. Does that mean that this virus is not real? Don't get it twisted. Hear me clearly. It is very important that people are dying. People are dying. A lot of people are dying. The reason they're dying is linked to some of the underlying conditions that I just shared with you. And keep in mind, when I said a direct cause, I said direct cause for a certain reason. Because many times COVID-19 is not the direct cause of death. It is just the person had COVID-19, but they also had other issues like diabetes, cancer, whatever, that allowed their body not to be able to overcome this, so they passed away. But, of course, we say it was COVID-19. So there's a difference between a direct cause and an indirect cause. However, hear me clearly, people are leaving this earth, but at a lower magnitude, 1.7% is a lot less than 3.4% of cancer, 3.2% of cancer, 10 million people dying of hypertension every year. So I'm saying to you, wash your hands, put on your mask. I'm making myself clear, social distance, but also build your immune system and trust God. Faith is not in a system. Our faith must be in God. Our faith is not in the vaccine. Our faith must be in God. Because either way you go, with it or without it, you're going to have to trust God. With it or without it, you got to put on your mask, wash your hands, and be wise to social distance. God bless you. God bless you. Hold fast to the promises of God and let God arise. And this enemy, even this COVID-19, is getting ready to be scattered. Came in one way, God is going to miss it seven ways from the children of God. You're going to be protected by the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw giving us some wisdom. I want to repeat what Doc just said also, ladies and gentlemen. Read, please read the Word of God. Research and pay attention, folks. Come on now. We have to pay attention to what's going on. It's pretty obvious for the believer anyway, but definitely pretty obvious in some areas. Ladies and gentlemen, we must read, research, and pay attention. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. We'll give you a few seconds for that, star one. If anybody listening has a prayer request, we'll be glad to open up the lines for you in Jesus' mighty name. But with Dr. Crenshaw was powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you go back and listen to this over and over again. Or if you want to get in touch with Doc and Bishop, let me know. Give me a holler or give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. I'll make sure Doc and Bishop get your request, okay? This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, some powerful wisdom. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for that wonderful word of wisdom. But we do have to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to heed the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. We thank the Lord tonight for the word of wisdom from Dr. Crenshaw. We appreciate the Lord for the word. God is awesome. God, hold on to your faith. Keep praying. Keep faith, seeking the face of God. Keep seeking the face of God. Do not give up. The Lord is on your side. God bless you tonight. Be blessed. Have a great day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Sunday evening prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, kicking off your wonderful week. I tell you, we're excited about you enjoying the rest of your evening and also to having a productive and powerful week. You have already been covered, ladies and gentlemen, by the prayer of Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm thanking God for Bishop and Doc for the prayer to cover my family. And I trust that you received a blessing too as well tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop prayed. Just a powerful prayer unto the Lord. So thank you so much because God is faithful. And we just got to believe and thank God for all things. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We're going to leave you with Tasha Cobb's song, Jesus Saves. He's the only one that can save us, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for the Son of God. We thank God for the Father. And we thank God for the precious Holy Spirit. Have a great evening. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bless you now. Bye-bye. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful gift Jesus has given us, ladies and gentlemen. He has saved us. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless you.